everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
This episode is going to be about drinking.
We know that many of our listeners study English in order to travel around the globe and make new friends. When you hang out with those new friends, it's likely that you'll have a drink together and you may need to know some specific words and expressions about drinking.
Okay, listeners, make sure to read the transcript of this episode. Now, let's imagine we're having a drink somewhere in the States.
How about the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of cool bars and clubs there. Whiskey a Go-Go, Rainbow, House of Blues, Roxy, Viper.
Nice choice. Among the regular clients of those bars, you get to see rock stars and actors. You're likely to spot some celebrity, like, every night out there.
But before you order your cocktail, enjoy the live music and make friends with Steven Tyler or Slash, you'd better revise some vocabulary with me, Marta, okay?
Okay. Let me get a bottle of wine and two glasses.
Now, it's common to have a drink together when you're celebrating something, right? For example, we can celebrate that our podcast was number one on the Podomatic chart last week.
Okay, so what should I say while I clink glasses?
Let's toast to our podcast and to our listeners. Or we could say, let's drink to. Let's drink a toast to. Or let's raise our glasses to, or four.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Delicious.
Marta, you're taking small sips. Come on, down it in one go. Or I could also say, slam it.
All right, but that's it for me. I can't hold my drink. One glass is more than enough.
You get drunk very easily, don't you?
Well, it's not that I get drunk, I just fall asleep.
Oh, that wouldn't be good if you fell asleep now. Steven Tyler and Slash just bought us another round of drinks.
I know. It's not my fault, I just fall asleep. I'd better have some soda with Steve Vai, who I'm pretty sure doesn't drink any alcohol.
Oh, I didn't know he was a teetotaler. Okay, so you and Steve Vai are going to be our designated drivers, right?
Okay. I've been the designated driver my whole life. Well, at least I don't have to sober up the following day. No headache, no hangover.
Oh, Marta, have you seen that movie, The Hangover?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's got to be one of my favorite movies of all time. It's about a group of friends who wake up in Vegas having no memory of what they've done the previous night after a wild bachelor party for one of them. And that's what happens when you're dead drunk. You have a great time and the next day you can't remember a thing. Doesn't seem to be much sense in it, does it?
Yeah. Everyone be careful. You can get into trouble if you drink too much and you lose control. Cindy, can you think of any idiom or expression about those people who drink too much?
Uh-huh. To drink like a fish. That's drinking a lot.
To drink like a fish. Okay.
And to be really drunk is to be wasted, to be sloshed, pickled. Oh, there are so many expressions.
And how about binge drinking? What is it?
Oh, binge drinking is an extreme form of drinking. That would be overdoing it.
How about those people who drink because they're sad?
We say that they drink their problems away. They drown their sorrows.
Okay. Anything else?
I have a funny song about drinking to suggest.
Which one?
Alcohol by Brad Paisley.
You're right. It's a really cool song. And now that you make me think about it, there is something interesting Brad says in the lyrics of that song. He says, I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you do something, whatever.
Yes, for example, if we're watching a football match, we can bet a drink on the winner. If your team wins, I'll pay for our drinks and vice versa. Or you can use this expression when you're challenging someone. Marta, This song is too difficult. I'll bet a drink that you can't sing it.
You do, huh? Okay, you'd better prepare your wallet. I'm getting thirsty.
Oh, I was just kidding.
So was I.
And everyone, let's make it clear once again, hanging out with your friends, having a drink or two is just great. Drinking a little more on special occasions is okay, but alcohol can turn into a serious addiction, so be responsible.
Well, listeners, we went through a lot of vocabulary, so check it out in our transcript and come visit us on Podomatic.com, MartaInnocenti.com, Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Before we go, let me thank some of our listeners. Bairma, Natalia, Zainal, and our dear friends Tatsuro and Reza.
See you soon with a new episode.
Bye-bye, my American friend.